listening to
CJUM broadcasting in Winnipeg
101.5
on your FM dial.
It's now 5 o'clock on another fine Sunday afternoon, which means you're now listening to Waxy's Dargle. August 19th edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you live here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So try and hang in there for the next hour as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it from both near and afar. We start off today's show with Northern Ireland's Field Marshal Montgomery Pipe Band, who yesterday afternoon at the Glasgow Green returned as champions by winning the World Pipe Band Championships once again. And since 1992, Field Marshal Montgomery Pipe Band has won the championship 11 times now. Here's the Field Marshal Montgomery Pipe Band with a medley of tunes, starting off with a reel called the Shetland Reel, here on 101.5.
Thank you.
hear the birds again. In the fields of Ardmore, where the sun lies over Scarlan Fjord, and the rain falling softly down. Could see the bracken red in the hills of Ardmore, where the moss creep in between, and the bed silent all around. Oh, could send the breeze again in the fields newly turned, where the storm clouds high above, and the gulls circling all around. Birds again in the fields of Ardmore, where the sun lies over Scarlan Fjord, and the rain falling softly down.
Marcy in a coat of flowers stops inside a candy store. Reds are sweet and greens are sour, still no letter at her door. So she'll wash her flower curtains, hang them in the wind to dry, dust her tables with his shirt, and with another day goodbye. Marcy's faucet needs a plumber, Marcy's sorrow needs a man. Bed is autumn, green is summer, greens are turning and the sand. All along the ocean beaches stares a bent sky. Marcy buys a bag of peaches, stops a postman passing by. summer goose falls to the sidewalk like string, and brown people winter blows. Up from the river there's no one to take her to the sea. Is warm, it's snowing, takes a yellow cab uptown. Better stop and greens for going, sees a show and rides back down. Down along the Hudson River, past the shipyards in the cold, still no letters been delivered, still the wind. Her days unfold like magazines fading in dusty gray attics, and sailors make a dream, dream back to summer and hear how he tells her, wait for me. Doesn't tell us where or why she moved away. Red is angry, green is jealous. That was all she had to say. Someone thought they saw her Sunday, window shopping in the rain. Someone heard she'd bought a one-way ticket and went west again.
If you're just joining us, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy Dargle, your Celtic Connection Music Radio Show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. And as part of the opening set on this afternoon's show, we just went back to 1969 as we heard a song by the Johnstons, a group that played an important part of Ireland's Dublin folk music scene in the late 60s and early 70s. The Johnstons originally consisted of Adrian, Lucy, and Michael Johnston. Later on, they were joined by the likes of Mick Maloney, and then Paul Brady after Michael left the band. We heard their cover of a song written by Joni Mitchell called Marcy, and comes from an album titled Bitter Green, and this track featured Adrian Johnston on vocals along with Mick Maloney and Paul Brady. Before that, we heard Scotland's Malinky, featuring lead vocals by Steve Byrne. We heard their arrangement of a song written by Roy Williamson of the Corries fame called The Hills of Ardmore. And Malinky was based in Edinburgh and was first formed back in the autumn of 1998. The track we heard today comes from the band's debut album from the year 2000. And the original band members, besides Steve Byrne, also included Karen Polwart, along with Mark Dunlop and Kit Patterson. Kicked off today's show with Northern Ireland's Field Marshal Montgomery Pipe Band, with a medley of reels that included the Shetland Reel, The Successful Lover, and John Keith Lang. And as I mentioned, Field Marshal Montgomery Pipe Band won the World Pipe Band Championships again yesterday for the 11th time. This year's BC Simon Fraser University Pipe Band came in at fifth place. This is a good place to mention that if you have a special request or suggestions for any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Wax Seeds Darkle shows, or if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can give me a call here at the station this afternoon at 204-269-UMFM. That's 269-8636. And you can also get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with music by Ireland's Pauline Scanlon, Germany's Darren Day, and a band from Italy called Will-O-The-Wisp. So, stay with us.
The Manitoba Chamber Orchestra's Vinyl Vault is Winnipeg's largest and cheapest record collection. From indie rock to funk, new wave to classical, there's something for every kind of music snob. Records at $3 a pop, CDs even cheaper, and collectibles a specialty. Located in the basement of the Power Building at 428 Portage Avenue, Vinyl Vault is open 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the last Saturday of every month. For more information about this month's sale, or how to donate your used records to us, call 783-7377 or visit our website at themco.ca.
Pauline Scanlon is a fine singer of both contemporary and traditional Irish music, who was born in Dingle in Ireland's County Kerry. We're going to hear a track from her newest recording, Gossamer, and it'll be her arrangement of a powerful song written by Canada's James Keelahan back in 1995. To honor the 12 smoke jumpers and a park ranger who died 69 years ago back in August 1949 fighting a wildfire in Man Gulch in northern Montana. Pauline Scanlon with Cold Missouri Waters here on 101.5.
Touch, then you know that.
That was Will-O-The-Wisp, a fine Celtic folk band from England. And we heard their arrangement of a traditional Irish song all about the Newry Highwayman. Comes from an album titled Working Men. Before Will-O-The-Wisp, a band from Germany made up of Irish and German musicians. They call themselves Darren Day, which means last puff of smoke. We heard a medley of three reels. It started off with a reel called Sam's, and then the next one was Famous Ballymote, and then closed off with Fleur de Mondragor. The album is titled Wound Up. Starting off that set from the County Kerry, a song by Pauline Scanlon. We heard her arrangement of James Keelahan's Cold Missouri Waters, a song about the 12 smoke jumpers and a park ranger who died 69 years ago back in August 1949. Fighting a wildfire in Man Gulch in northern Montana. The album is called Gossamer, and Pauline released it in 2016. And besides her solo career, Pauline also performs with Eilish Kennedy as the duo Lumiere. A reminder that you can give me a call here at the studio this afternoon, so let me know what you think of the show. And any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxies Dargle shows by calling 204-269-8636. Or you can always send an email to Waxies, and that's spelled Waxies, at shaw.ca. And you can check out today's playlist by going to today's music logs at umfm.com. And for past show playlists and available Waxies Dargle podcasts, go to the program grid under programming on the UMFM homepage. Once again, that's umfm.com. And then scroll down to Waxies Dargle at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargle Facebook page, and that's at Waxies Dargle Radio. Vicki Clayton is a fine English folk singer who first sang in the 1980s folk rock band Ragged Heroes. After that band broke up, she embarked on a solo career and eventually also took the place of the late Sandy Denny at several Fairport Convention reunion concerts, as well as working closely with several members of Fotheringay and Fairport. She released an album back in the mid-1990s titled It Suits Me Well, The Songs of Sandy Denny. And from this album, here's Vicki Clayton with her arrangement of Sandy Denny's The Sea here on 101.5.
See the water. 5 minutes from the beer factory horn. We went to school, every day we learned something new. Will rescue us of our fears, fizzle our dreams to dust. We paid our toll, cause it's our favorite water bowl.
From Halifax, Nova Scotia, that was the folk trio McGinty, with a current lineup that includes founding member Don Moore, along with Joe Breen and Roger Stone. Heard a track from their brand new 10th album, Till We Meet Again, and a song written by Roger called Maritime's Daughter. Before McGinty, the group Ishgabaha, with a song called Old South London. band that was formed back in the mid-1980s in London, Ontario. We heard the vocals of Alan Glenn, and the album is called Voice of the Voyager, one of my favorite songs, Old South London. Kicked off that set with England's Vicky Clayton, who happens to now be a resident in New Zealand. Her interpretation of Sandy Denny's The Sea comes from an album titled It Suits Me Well, The Songs of Sandy Denny. My name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station, 101.5 UMFM. Let's take one more short break, and then I'll be right back to wrap up today's show, so don't run away. I hope that you enjoyed the mix of music on this afternoon's show. And if you can, please be sure to tune in again next Sunday right here on 101.5 UMFM at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon. And remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, first we have a classic track by Spirit of the West, who first became part of the Canadian folk music scene back in the early 1980s. We're going to hear a song called Sentimental Side. It comes from an album titled Save This House. Then we'll follow that up with a band from the County Meath in Ireland that called themselves Coscon, and they've been on the Irish traditional music circuit for over 15 years now. We're going to hear a track from their latest recording, Fire Dance, a jig called The Apostles' Stone. So good night, take care, have a great week. Until we catch you next time here on 101.5, stay tuned for Gail up next with the Comfort Cafe. Here's Spirit of the West, and then followed up by Coscon. Bye for now.
They say there's a snake that can shed its skin
when the
good old days are wearing thin.
But the
good old days have all withered and died. Some go on living on the sentimental.
And they say there's a snake that can shed its skin when the good old days are wearing thin. But the good old days have all withered and died. Some go on living on the sentimental side. Tall tales and short stories, I know I hear them.
Shed its skin when the good old days are wearing thin. But the
Now there's more than just one,
and there's room to move
where before there was none.